Preeceville. Newcomers to the Sask East Hockey League this season, the Preeceville Pats senior hockey team recently completed the 14-game regular schedule without a win. The Pats began their season with high hopes, and after a 20-year absence from senior hockey competition, team members were all eager to kick-start the season. Their hopes soon hit reality with their first game in Kamsack against Cote, a 17-0 win for the Selects. The next game was the Pats' home opener, played in front of a large hometown crowd on November 11 against Kenora, that saw another loss, this time 13-0 for the Cobras. On November 17, the Pats took on Theodore at home with a 20-0 loss. November 25 saw Wapella facing off against Preeceville at the Preeceville Arena, a 3-0 loss for the home team. December saw the Pats take on Churchbridge in Preeceville. Preeceville fared a little better and scoring two goals, but still netted a loss of 9-2. Scoring for Preeceville were Patrick Labonte, assisted by Dawson and Drayton Paul, and Jory Dull, assisted by Carter Masley and Drayton Paul. The Parts traveled to Theodore on December 9 and came out on the short end of a 15-1 final score. The only Pats goalscorer was Coleman Metherill, assisted by Justin Abramson and Noah Tun. On December 16, Cote was in Preeceville and defeated the Pats with a final score of 9-5, but the Pats did set a season best of 5 goals. Scoring for Preeceville was Dawson Paul, assisted by Hudson Nelson and Jared Prowse. Hudson Nelson, unassisted. Jory Dull, assisted by Alex Nagy. Justin Abramson, unassisted, and Chase Zarowski, assisted by Hudson Nelson. Deck 22 had Preeceville traveling to Kenora with a 12-1 loss. Hudson Nelson scored the only goal on an assist by Drayton Paul. The last game of December saw Preeceville in Swan Valley in a game that ended in a 23-1 final score for Swan Valley. Coleman Metherill was the only Pat who put one between the posts, assisted by Noah Tun. The first game of the 2024 New Year was in Rokenville and ended in a 23-0 final score for Rokenville. January 12 was the next game against Ituna, held in Newdorf, a 6-3 loss for the Pats. Scoring for Preeceville were Coleman Metherill, assisted by Jory Dull and Chase Zarowski. Drayton Paul, unassisted, and Jared Prowse, also unassisted. Cote was back in Preeceville on January 20 and won with a 15-1 final score. Dawson Paul scored for the Pats, assisted by Spencer Leach and Hudson Nelson. February saw Preeceville facing off in their last two games, February 2 against Churchbridge with 14-0 loss, and their last game was played in Preeceville against Swan Valley on February 3. The Pats' last game of the season was also their closest, with the home team jumping out to a 3-1 lead after two periods of play. But their first win of the season was not in the cards, as costly mistakes resulted in a 4-3 final score in favor of Swan Valley. We sincerely want to thank everyone from the sponsors, volunteers, fans and family members who stuck by us and followed us through this first year back. It was because of you we made this season a success, and we are already looking forward to sharing next season with everyone, said Drayton Paul, spokesperson for the team.